Good afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day. There is a lot of great things happening at Freed Hardeman University, and that's due to the leadership of our president, David Shannon. And in case you are not familiar with President Shannon, I'll tell you a little bit about him. He graduated from Freed Hardeman College at the time with a degree in finance in 1989. And he's been in ministry ever since he graduated, with stops in New York, Alabama, and more recently serving as the preaching minister at the Mount Juliet Church of Christ near Nashville for 18 years. He became the 16th president of Freed Hardeman University almost 2 years ago. He's married to the former Tracy Barnes, or as the students call her, Sweet Tracy. And they have 4 children, and 3 and about 2/3 grandchildren. And they they've got one that's really fresh, a couple, 3 weeks old, so, and one that'll be around pretty soon. So here today to present the state of the university is President David Shannon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your love for Freed Hardeman, that you would be here for this update of Freed Hardeman. I like these times like this so that we can have times to give information and to clarify information. On a much lighter and really corny side, I think about the fact that you can't lose a homing pigeon. Isn't that neat? You can't lose a homing pigeon, because if you turn it loose and it doesn't come back, it was just a pigeon. We'll give some clarity on some other topics, and it'll be even more important than that. I appreciate Dave Klaus and the kind introduction, and we are excited in our family of the new grandbaby and another one on the way soon, and God's blessings are just continually seen everywhere. And really, that's what I'd like to do, is talk a little bit with you today about God's blessings. I want to thank you for being a part of Freed Hardeman, for being a part, whether you're an alumni or a friend of Freed Hardeman. I want to ask you to continue to pray for Freed Hardeman, to continue to talk up Freed Hardeman, and to continue to support Freed Hardeman. What we long to do is create an environment, even with our students that are on campus. We want them to become not only a student at Freed Hardeman, but Freed Hardeman to become a part of their heart and a part of their life, so that when they leave, they continually come back, and they give back, and they send back their children. You're here today because you've come back. And we thank you for coming back. And we hope that the update that we can give you over the next few minutes will be exciting to you, because it is definitely exciting to us. God has definitely been very good to us. I'm thankful to be able to work with these men and all that takes place in the life of Freed Hardeman University, except for the board of directors. All that takes place happens under the leadership of these men here on the screen. To my right on that screen is Dr. Vyers. C.J. Vyers is our provost and vice president of academics. And under his leadership of academics, Freed Hardeman has continued on an upward trajectory. And we will be able to show you a lot of evidence of even what is going to happen in the future that we're really excited about in a few minutes. We're very excited to welcome Jeff Lloyd to Dr. Vyers right there. He is our new CFO and Vice President of Financial Services. I'll say just a little more about him in a moment. To my left is Dave Klaus, who just introduced me, and he is our Vice President of Community Engagement, which involves advancement. In the past, it was called development, as well as enrollment and admissions. And then to his left is Dr. Wayne Scott. He is our Vice President of Student Services and does a tremendous job leading our students, and knows most of them and their parents and their siblings by name. He is an amazing guy in working with the students. But all those men are amazing men, and it is a blessing to be able to work together. Our goal is to be a strong team for the sake of Freed Hardeman. Our goal is to always maintain in our personal lives high integrity and faithfulness to the Lord. All 5 men on that screen are faithful Christians. I'm not suggesting to you, obviously, that we do not have flaws, but I'm talking, you can count on where those 5 men will be on Sunday, where they'll be on Wednesday night, where they will be in any discussion. It's going to be of high integrity, committed to our faith in Jesus Christ. And that's a tremendous blessing for the leadership of Fried Hardeman. Excellence is what we strive to obtain. And we're thankful for this excellence in this beginning of this fall, the beginning of this academic year. We had four institutional highs that we were very, very thankful for. The first institutional high was an all-time high in the retention rate of freshmen. They returned the following year at an 82%. Then an all-time high of all students returning this fall at 86%. Then an all-time high of undergraduate enrollment of 1,548 students. Now, total enrollment was about 2,038 students, and it wasn't an all-time high, but I think it was a second all-time high. And then one that we're very proud of, and that is graduation rate was an all-time high, because obviously, as an academic institution, we want to see students that come here fulfill their goal, and that is to earn their degree. And so we are thankful for that. We're also thankful for the spiritual growth that the Lord allows us to see. Sometimes I try to explain to parents and even to freshmen. I stood before the freshman class the first few days that they were on campus. And I tried to explain to them that our goal was for them to grow and to mature. And I just use this simple example. If we brought right now one of our finest, most spiritually mature freshmen, and they stood before you, and I brought one of our finest, most spiritually mature seniors and stood them beside them, you would be able, if you could interact with them, to see how much growth and maturity takes place in the lives of individuals that spend 4 years at Fried Hardeman University. I'm not saying that to criticize the freshmen by any means. I'm saying it is amazing to see the growth and the development that takes place over 4 years. Our expectation is that their faith will deepen, their love for God will increase, and their opportunities to serve will be so vast that they will graduate with much greater experiences in service. And that's our goal. We can't make a young person be faithful. We can't make them grow spiritually, but we can give them an environment. We can take the plant and we can give them a greenhouse, where if they come into this greenhouse, we can provide for them everything that they need so far as a setting and an environment for them to excel spiritually. And we're thankful for that. There are many ways that this could be measured. We survey after 1 year of graduation our students. This freshman class, by the way, came to us, 85% of them being members of the Church of Christ. Our average is well over 80. It's probably 82, 83% right now. And so we surveyed the last survey of our students that had been graduated 1 year, so a lot of them would have been about 23 years old. That's at the time when between 18 and 23, we're losing over 50% of our young people in the church. But yet what we found is surveying our 23-year-olds that came to us as members of the Church of Christ, that 98% of them, 98%, are still attending church most of the time, and 90% said they go every time the doors are open. So when we think across our discussion across the country and we say, we don't know what we could do. We're losing 50% of our young people. We don't know what we could do. I ask you to pause that conversation and insert to people, we do know what we can do. We can give them an environment that the rate is about 90 to 98% remain faithful. Now, the only way that can continue to happen is that churches that want their next generation of preachers, they want their next generation of elders and deacons and Bible class teachers and faithful families, we need to make sure that they realize the importance of investing in Fried Hardeman. We need to make sure that families realize the importance of investing in Fried Hardeman. Listen, I realize that at the end of the month, a checking account has to be balanced. So I do not say what I'm about to say absent of that reality, okay? But when the only thing we talk about in education, Christian education, is the expense, we are being very, very unfair to the conversation. It's okay to talk expense, but make sure you always talk about value also. What value do you place on that kind of growth and development? Now, the spiritual can't be measured, but we can also show you that we also are excelling academically, and we can compete with anybody across the United States, anybody across the state of Tennessee academically. And so we are a very, very good value, but especially because of the spiritual growth that takes place here. Our very mission that we seek to fulfill every day, and we have the best faculty, and we have supportive staff, and we come to work every day to fulfill a mission. It's not a job to us. It's not just coming in and facing some students and putting the hours in and leaving. This is our mission. Our mission is to help students develop their God-given talents for His glory by empowering them. Notice that, for His glory, by empowering them with an education that integrates the Christian faith, scholarship, and service. And that's what we pray that we succeed at for God's glory. We're thankful for the excellence in leadership. What I'm about to mention to you are some additions to already great leadership that has taken place just since we have been together last year at this time. We're thankful that just the last few weeks, Tony Williams has been added to our board of trustees. He's one of our newest members. He's an elder at Carnes Church of Christ. He's a COO of Custom Foods. It's about a $200 to $300 million business, about 400 to 500 employees, and he's the COO of that, and is going to make a tremendous, and is going to be a tremendous asset to our board of directors. His wife and his oldest daughter is an alum from here. His middle daughter is a freshman here, Maggie, and his younger Ella is in high school, and hopefully one day will also be a part of Fried Hardeman. We're thankful that last year in June we were able to bring on Tony and Tammy Torres to Fried Hardeman to run our dining services. This is the first time in decades that Fried Hardeman has brought the food service in-house. This gives us flexibility. It gives us the opportunity to create a Christian environment in our dining service. It gives us the ability to have flexibility even for weeks like this and just on a daily basis. Tony and Tammy come to us with experience in catering and hospitality, large hotels and cafeterias, and they are very, very faithful Christians. We are thankful to be able to welcome back our Director of Alumni Engagement, Chris Ramey. Chris comes to us having been away for about 15 years, but before that, he served for 8 years in the alumni department here at Fried Hardeman. And if you know him, you know that he is a perfect fit. Already this past year, we saw a difference of his influence in homecoming and other events, and we are thankful that he is back with his vast experience and his great faith that he has in God. We're thankful that our Director of Campus Security, Safety and Security has been named. It's Captain Stuart Bracken, comes to us from California. He was a captain at the Glendale, California Police Department, a police department of several hundred officers. And he comes to us very highly, highly qualified. He's a very faithful member of the Lord's church, has a great godly family, and his son is here enrolled. His oldest son is enrolled. And some of us on the inside, we jokingly say now, the last thing you want to do right now at Fried Hardeman's campus is commit any kind of crime. This guy has a nose to find the guilty person. We literally have found that out just in the first few weeks he was here. And what he was able to discover literally in 1 or 2 days, just really, we all were in awe. What he's going to bring in safety and what he's going to bring in security is a tremendous blessing. Surely I don't have to say to you, but the safety of our students are of a high priority. And we want what every good mama wants. We want their children to have great faith in God. We want their children to be safe. We want their children to have strong Christian friends. We want their children to have a good foundation of academics and spiritual foundation so that they can build the rest of their life on. And this is part of the success in that. We're thankful, as I already mentioned, that just a few weeks ago we were able to name as CFO and Vice President of Financial Services, Jeff Lloyd. Jeff comes to us with experience in high-level finance. He's worked for 3 Fortune 500 companies, and technically he's worked for 3 Fortune 100 companies. And he comes to us with a savviness about business and he comes with us with a love for Christian education, and he is a Bible class teacher and a song leader, and just a great, great child of God that we're thankful to have as not only the skills that he brings financially, but to sit on the cabinet. He brings those leadership skills that his voice will be heard in much of the decisions that we will be talking about. To you, with the lectureship crowd, it seems appropriate to also mention some additions in the College of Biblical Studies. Doug Burleson is now the assistant dean, and we appreciate Dr. David Powell and through the years where he served in that position. And Dr. Mark Blackwelder is the dean, and we appreciate Dr. Billy Smith's 25 years of serving as a dean. It's almost unprecedented to serve for that long as a dean, and we're thankful that he's still in the classroom. And we're thankful for Dr. Justin Rogers as formerly Dr. Burleson was the director of the Graduate School of Theology. And our goal is that that department will stay very healthy and committed to the Word of God and will become, or not become, but will continue to offer so much to so many students. Now that our graduate studies are online, we literally offer to students around the world. As you saw in chapel this morning, was just a reminder of that. I just randomly stopped in a church on a Wednesday night in Colorado Springs not long ago, and a family said to me afterwards, said, Dairy Queen's right next door. Let's just go next door and visit for a little while. And so that late Wednesday night, we were just sitting there next door, and I was unaware of this. And as we sat there and we just started visiting, the mother says, yes, I'm doing grad studies online in the counseling. I said, great. And a daughter speaks up and talks about the grad study she's doing. The son-in-law speaks up and talks about the grad studies he's doing. They talk about their brother that's also doing grad studies. And so there in that one family out in Colorado, there are four enrolled here at Fried Hardeman. And we're thankful that is available and that is definitely being taken advantage of. Our MBA program right now is our fastest grad studies. It increased almost 100% in just the last year or so. The growth in it has been astronomical, and the reason it is because of the quality of the program. We can even talk about that a little bit more a little bit later on, but the I can't stress to you enough the level of academics at Fried Hardeman University right now can compete with anybody in the nation. The academics is good. Let me tell you something very, very exciting. And I'll just tell you this. I'm about to tell you something that you're the first group that has been told this. And so we're talking fresh off the press, okay? We just came out of a Board of Trustees meeting, and that was the final level of approval. And, you know, anytime you can start a program or two, it's a lot to get excited about. The idea of starting seven programs in a sense at one time is absolutely amazing. And so here's what we're excited about. We're excited to begin the process of establishing a physical therapy assistant program. Because of the accreditation, that will take us 4 years to actually complete it. We'll be able to enroll students within 2 to 3 years. We'll begin a cybersecurity, an associate's degree online, Hickman County dual enrollment, certified or CFP program, an ROTC program, and an ELI program. Let me walk through these and show you just a little bit about this, and we'd encourage you to continue to pray with us on this. This is a lot to do at one time. We'd ask for you to get the word out for us on this also. With the physical therapy assistant program, we're excited that we have already secured a doctor to PT, Dr. Ashley Prentice, and she will be the program director. We also have secured a doctor to PT that will be our clinical director. Now, I said we've secured. I think we're about to sign the contract either this week or next week, but it should be finalized soon. We also have secured the fundings. John and Rosemary Brown have agreed to fund this whole proforma of what I'm about to present to you with $1 million gift to be able to do this. And so we really appreciate their generosity. The class where we will be able to, or the year that we will be able to first admit will probably be 2021, and that cohort can graduate in 2023. We're excited about the BBA in finance that also will have a certificate of education in CFP. CFP is Certified Financial Planning. And let me give you, if you're not familiar with this, all over the state of Tennessee, all over the nation, you go to school, you get a degree in finance, accounting, whatever it may be, and you say all those 4 years, I want to be a certified financial planner. And then what you do is you graduate and you have to go through some pretty expensive and lengthy continual education in order to qualify to set for the test. And so it's a lot more time and a lot more money. What we're going to do is we're going to be one of the few institutions in the state of Tennessee. There's only three. One is Belmont, one's the University of Memphis, and one's another school in Tennessee. We're going to be one of the few in the state of Tennessee that if you choose to go this path, you can graduate, and the day that you graduate, you are eligible to set to take your CFP exam the day you graduate. And so it really is going to be an amazing program. And what you're going to see in these programs, just so you can see the mindset and the philosophy, we understand that college is not a place that you come and live long term. At least the parents hope you don't, right? And so it's the idea to think about a student in high school and think about someone going into the career, into a marketplace. What we need to be at Freed Hardeman is we need to be the place that best prepares you for that marketplace. We don't want you to graduate and go into the marketplace and then say, oh, I wish they would have done this for me. I wish I would have been better equipped in this way. And so what we're doing is we're looking at things literally, you're going to see this all throughout this, we're looking at things of how can we influence the lives, and not just influence, be directly involved in the lives of high school students. You're going to see a lot about dual enrollment. But then what can we do that while they are here, we are streamlining their education, but we're also better preparing them for certificates that they need that they usually do not receive in any other colleges or universities. And so here is one of those examples where instead of graduating and then finding out, oh, I wanted to be a CFP and I have a lot more to do and a lot more expense, this will help tremendously in that way. Also, this fall we'll begin enrolling in a BS in cybersecurity. It's predicted that in 2021, there will be 3.5 million jobs open in this particular field. If you know anything about this area, it is exploding. But here's what's interesting. Very few colleges are offering majors in this degree. Now, I'm sure that's going to change, but we want to be on the front end of that. There are many colleges right now that if you're in computer science, this is an area you can specialize in or get some kind of additional courses. But the idea of having a degree in this is going to be very, very profitable. Right now, the expectation is that if a student would come through this course, they would do a couple of internships in this area to really get experience in networking. They should begin making in the mid-90s when they first graduate. If they do not begin and making around $90,000 a year, they will be very soon after they graduate. It's going to be a very, very appealing. Did you notice also the third bullet there? And it's more of what I was visiting with you about just a moment ago. They're going to be qualified at the day they graduate. They will be ready to take various certificate exams. And I just kind of got a kick out of the second one. You see the second one listed there? Certified ethical hacker. Wow. Okay, but there are several others there that they will be qualified. In other words, their time at Freed Hardeman, their time receiving this education will prepare them so that they will be ready and qualified to set for those exams upon their graduation. We're also going to offer dual enrollment in Hickman County. Now, you probably know this, but keep in mind, we have locations right now of Freed Hardeman University at the Renaissance Center in Dixon, of course here at Henderson, and also in Memphis. Next fall, we'll begin our 20th year in Memphis. It's been very good. We're beginning our 5th year in Dixon. And Hickman County is a neighboring county to Dixon, Tennessee. They reached out to us recently because we have a very, very successful dual enrollment here locally in Chester County. And so they reached out and said, hey, would you guys help us with dual enrollment? We have two high schools in Hickman County, Hickman County High School and East Hickman County High School. Would you be able to bring professors or instructors into our schools and offer classes for us? We're in the process of establishing that with five classes being offered at each location. And it's going to be a wonderful way to begin that relationship with students, even in their high school years, for them to be able to experience Freed Hardeman and to think to themselves, that's the school that I want to go to. We have freshmen enrolled right now that the reason they are enrolled here, I was visiting with one the other day, and they told me, they said, it was because I was in dual enrollment here and I really enjoyed Freed Hardeman so much that my decision was made that this is where I wanted to go to school. We're also going to begin an Associates of Arts in General Studies, and it will be a two-year degree online. And the benefit of doing this is that it will offer high school sophomores who want to participate in middle college the ability, when they graduate from high school, they will receive their high school diploma as well as an associate's degree in college. Obviously, that's not going to be for every student, but across America, especially in parts of Texas, that is really growing and becoming very popular. And so we plan for the students that want to participate in that to be able to make that available to them, and it will be anywhere that they live because it'll be online. Also, we will be able to supplement dual enrollment of high school students wherever they may live. We'll be able to better serve military personnel who may be in college and then become then are deployed, and they want to continue to take classes, and also non-traditional students. We expect this program to thrive and to do very well very quickly. The homeschool audience the homeschool demographic will really be a key player in this for us, as well as just many high school students wherever they may be. We also will begin an ESL, English as a Second Language. And in this ESL, it will serve as a bachelor's degree, a four-year degree, and then it will also serve as a master's of education in curriculum and instruction. And these will be teacher licensure programs, and obviously it will help teachers be prepared for multilingual classrooms. I've already mentioned military, and we are really doing some pretty aggressive things in the last 18 months to become much more veteran-friendly. And one of the ways that we will do that is we'll begin this fall with an ROTC program, minor in military science and leadership. This program helps Army Reserve officers training course to prepare students in high and higher education to enlist as officers in active Army, Army Reserves, and Army National Guard. You know, the ROTC, they emphasize that they are the place for leaders and leadership and excellence. Well, Freed Hardeman University provides a strong, secure, positive environment to accomplish this. Carl Hartman is our liaison for many of our veterans. He works for us building a strong military presence, and we're thankful for all the success that he is bringing to Freed Hardeman in this particular way. Let me tell you another thing. That's the seven programs, by the way. And we, needlessly to say, are very, very excited about these. Let me tell you about another. When I said, like, from high school all the way into the marketplace, but streamlining. We are beginning two more 4+1 degrees this next fall. And what this is, it's offering to our students who are here on campus, it's offering them 2 degrees in one process. It's a dual degree process. We've been doing this with our MBA now for a year or two, and it's really, really successful. And so what it is if a student comes in and decides during their freshman year and even somewhat into their sophomore year, but they need to know somewhere pretty quickly into their freshman or no later than half of their sophomore year, if they say, I want to go that route of dual degrees, what we'll start doing is streamlining where their electives will really start being used for their higher level classes, and then that will begin to be used for their graduate level classes. And so instead of, for example, if they came, whether it's to Freed Hardeman and received an undergraduate degree, and then went on to another school for a graduate, a master's degree, or even came back to Fried Hardeman for a master's degree, you can expect those two to require about 178 credit hours. But when we streamline these, we can offer the students these two degrees in 150 hours. Think about the cost of savings and of time when you take away 28 hours. And think about, at a master's level, many people consider 9 hours a full-time load. And so when you're taking 27 hours away, you are really maximizing the time and you're making the process efficient. Some of you may not be aware of this, and I won't take the time to elaborate on this as much right now, but what we do very different from almost all of the colleges also is that we have a comprehensive charge. We do not charge per hour. And so we have students taking 19 hours, and they pay the same as the students that are taking 12 hours. And so we have many students that what they invest here to receive a bachelor's degree is really less than what first meets the eye because they're graduating oftentimes a semester early. Many students come to us already with a semester of credits. And then when they decide to streamline things, we will have students that will graduate with an MBA in less than 4+1 because they come to us with dual enrollment. And so what's neat about that is that once they graduate with a bachelor's degree, they can go on into full-time work if they choose. Now, some just want to stay and do their grad work here. But if they want to go ahead and work, I think about a young man that graduated in December. He's working in Nashville right now at a large health corporation. And he's also, he has one more semester to finish up his MBA. And so he's making a living, if you will, while he's also using one more semester, and he will have done his, I think, in 4 years to receive his undergrad and his graduate degree. But we're calling it 4+1 because if you don't come in with any hours and you don't take excessive loads, you can very easily do it in 4+1. I say easily. You got to apply yourself. I think you know what I mean by that. But I'm saying that to say this. We're also adding two more this fall, and those two are in education. And so you can see there at the lower part, there will be a Bachelor's of Arts, and then also, no, that's the MBA. Where am I on there? My eyes are failing me here. We have a BS, which would involve elementary ed, K through 5, and then the 1+1 would be a Master of Arts in Teaching, and the same thing in a BS in Biology, and then a Master's of Arts in Teaching with that for an example of a 4+1. So our goal over the next year or so is to have a more streamlined process with all of our graduate degrees, and it'll truly be a benefit to our students. We're also very excited as we think about this from high school to the marketplace. We want to help our students spiritually, relationally. We want them to have the best friends that have been good for each other. Academically, we want success through excellence. But what we also want is we want them to be prepared in what some call the soft skills. We want them to go into their first place of work, and we do not want their supervisors saying, okay, they have the book sense, but they do not have maturity. And so what we're doing is we're developing 3 levels of courses that are 1 credit hour, and it is to develop the soft skills. We're thankful that we have begun this for the first time this semester, and it's going really, really well. Here's an example of the first level. There's a $399 and a $499, and I'm not going to go through them all, but I'll just give you an idea here as we look at these. The first level would help them to build strong work ethic, integrity, self-discipline, punctuality and dependability, focus and persistence, professionalism, efficient use of time, and balance. Now, to drive this home even more than just in the classroom, what we're allowing these students to do is if they're in this class and they have a work-study job on campus, and about 400 of our students do, we want them to be able to go to their supervisor with a simple scorecard and say to their supervisor, if you will grade me on these particular areas, if I score excellent, next semester I receive a $1,000 scholarship. And it's the next level career readiness scholarship. The reason it's called the next level is because Mr. Hassel Franklin in Houston, Mississippi, has endowed this scholarship with $1 million this past fall. So this particular scholarship will pay out $50,000 every year to financially reward. Now, we're talking about rewarding students that are already receiving a paycheck for their job. And this is on top of that, they'll receive $1,000 additional for each semester that they participate in this. And so, obviously, I think you see quickly what the goal is. The goal is, if they're being judged on these soft skills while they're in college, they're sitting in a classroom going over these, they're going to their workplace, and they're implementing these, when they go to the marketplace, they ought to shine. We're thankful for the excellence in athletics that we've had since the last time you and I were together a year ago. We're thankful that our national champion, Lady Lions basketball team, they're number one. You remember last March, they're number one in the nation. Right now, they have a 21-2 record. We're thankful that the preseason coaches poll ranked our softball team number 12, and they ranked our baseball team number two in the nation. We're thankful that Josh Sears, he was named the 2019 preseason All-American. There's only 17 of those across the United States in the NAIA. He was only one of four that was an All-American last year. He was named as a freshman an All-American, and now he's going into his sophomore year being named a preseason All-American also. Last year, he hit 21 home runs, 374 batting average, and slugged 743. This particular picture of Josh was the cover picture of the national press release of the All-Americans that were being released. And so he has the attention, so far as the NAIA, he has the attention of the national media. He's already, just the other day, had a real high-level interview and did a great job on it. And it's exciting to see what is happening with Josh and with our baseball team this year. We've got a really strong baseball team. Since we met last time, Coach Dale Neal has been inducted into the NAIA Hall of Fame. He's also inducted into the Freed Hardeman Athletic Hall of Fame, and he was also named last year the NAIA Coach of the Year. He is the most winning active coach in the NAIA right now. His winning percentage career long is almost 80%. Let that sink in. You play him five games, you lose four. And so it's pretty amazing that our girls can come and play for the elite program in the United States. It is amazing the opportunity they have to grow. Let me mention a few things that's coming up that would be things that you may really want to be a part of. We appreciate you being here, part of the lectureship. If you're a part of the President's Council or the Endowment Society, remember that on Wednesday morning, 8:30 to 10, come and go in the President's office boardroom will be a reception to share appreciation with you and also just to interact and to listen to you. We are excited that in Dixon on February 28th, we have American Values Forum, and Governor Bill Haslam, the former governor, will be speaking. This will be one of his first public appearances since leaving the office. And so we look forward to talking with him about what his next moves may be. We don't know if he would show his hand, but many are expecting him to run for a federal office and perhaps even president. And so we'll see how much he will show us of his hand in that. We're also excited about our Sports Advisory Council benefit dinner here on April 27th. Paul Feinbaum of ESPN will be the speaker. That either means nothing to you or that means a lot to you. And those of you that are sports fans in the Southeast, you're probably like, oh, that is cool. I want to come to that. We figure you will. And we'll look forward to seeing a huge crowd that night to hear Paul Feinbaum. Also, that same night, sadly to say the conflict, but so much good happening, April 27th, back in the Renaissance Center at FHU Dixon, will be a star-spangled concert, and there will be quite a performance there. Be sure, if you enjoy the symphony and performances, be sure and look into that, because it's going to be an amazing, amazing time. I need to pick up the pace just a little bit. We've been to a lot of your areas in the last year, and we thank you for always being good to us when we're out on the presidential trek. We've been to about 57 churches. We've been to about 52 cities. We've been to at least 10 states on the trek, and you can see on the map there, we've gone a lot to the south and to the north, and also to the west. Over the next few months, we'll go further out to the east. We look forward to being over in the Carolinas at least twice in the next few weeks. What we also really look forward to is we look forward to next fall. We will begin a year-long celebration of our 150th anniversary. We're going to load a video to show you here in just a moment, and let's play it. Be sure and mark in your calendars any event next year. We're going to be celebrating the 150th anniversary. We're constantly, all year long, whether it's a lectureship or it's homecoming or making music, or when next fall we have an opening and a celebration of Old Main Hall being renovated and moving back into, we will be looking back and honoring our past as well as looking forward. So be looking for that and be excited about that. It's going to be truly a great time. Let me note to you also that please do not walk through Old Main. And if you will, don't ask to walk through Old Main. They won't let us in. They won't let anybody on campus in. They won't let you in. And so we look forward in the fall to having a great celebration, and we look forward to lectureship next year. There'll be an elevator added into Old Main, and we'll be able to do so much in that building, in Old Chapel Hall, and it's really going to be a truly fabulous time. I'd like to close with a quote that Dr. Massey mentioned last night, and I'd like to close with that as we think about who we are and who we strive to be. And again, I would just ask you, please continue to pray for us and support the good students here. They really are the finest young people on earth. N.B. Hardeman said in 1938, "The things that make Freed Hardeman College what it is are not material. They are intellectual and spiritual. A faculty made up of men and women of broad scholarship and liberal culture, of right ideals and conceptions of life, with spirits modified and molded by that of the great teacher, together with students that are eager to learn and that are easily influenced by the right things. These are the things that make Freed Hardeman College." Let's bow. Our most gracious God, we see your hand in the life of Freed Hardeman University. for the past many decades and generations. Many of us, our families and our churches, and to some extent our communities, have been greatly and positively impacted by this great institution. We thank you, and we ask your blessings upon us, that we will be everything and only what you want us to be today and in the future. And it's through your Son's name we pray. Amen.